It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, September 20th at 10:41 in the morning. We're running a little bit late because of Cecilia Dobbs-Walton. Where were you?
I was on the phone with WXXV, who wants to do an interview soon about the bricks being laid on Howard Avenue. They are going down right now.
Now, the big thing about this is that there are two races going on right now in Biloxi. Oscarinda, our contract north of the CSX Railway, they're working on 55 miles of roads there, as everyone in East Biloxi knows. However, right now they are paving on Division Street. Division Street is the spine of that entire project, and they are racing to have it completed at the end of October. The other race is on Howard Avenue. Howard Avenue between Lemuse and Raynor. The contractors there, on Mayor Gillich's idea to restore Howard Avenue to its original appearance, that being a brick street, they've started laying bricks today, and they are racing towards having that project also done by the end of October. Meanwhile, we're preparing also, Cecilia, for another big race that's coming in, a parade of cars.
That's right. That's the annual Cruise in the Coast event. It actually starts Sunday, September the 30th, and goes through, I believe, October the 7th. And then on that Wednesday, I believe it's October the 5th, I guess it would be, is the Biloxi Downtown Block Party. This is where we have cruisers and people in antique cars cruising down Highway 90, and then of course for our block party, they park in the downtown area along Lemieux Street with their antique cars, and we have like a little party going on where we have entertainment and stuff like that. So this is a big event that goes on in the city of Biloxi, and we're also gonna have additional parking this year.
This year we're gonna be taking full advantage of the future site of Community Bank. This would be where the old federal courthouse was that was demolished. Public Works got in there. It's private property, but they did a little bit of smoothing up because we are going to use that private property for public use.
That's going to take care of a lot of congestion.
We're going to have congestion, you're right, but it'll give places a place for people to park, and also they did a great job of leveling that site out. And we're jumping way ahead of ourselves, and the reason that we are focusing on October is because we just wrapped up our October edition of B News, the monthly newsletter that goes to every single person, every business, every apartment, every condo, and every P.O. box in Biloxi. We just wrapped that up, so we look a month ahead. But this weekend, we have a major multicultural festival coming up on the town green. Cecilia's going to talk about that in a moment. But we had a big city council meeting where the city council was looking at a number of issues, Cecilia.
Well, one big thing they did was to approve the, the upcoming fiscal year budget for the city of Biloxi.
This budget is based on about $57 million, as I recall, and that is the amount of revenue that the city is expecting to receive from gaming taxes, sales taxes, property taxes. That money is what funds every city department. Using that money is what pays the light bill. That's what pays the gas bill. That's what pays all of the bills to provide the services that we do for the citizens of Biloxi. The big thing is that the budget had a number of cuts in it, but we were able to hire, I think it's going to be 6 new police officers, and we're going to be looking at 9 new firefighters. But the new firefighters won't have to come online until the end of the fiscal year, which is going to be late next year, because that's when the new fire stations will be opening for service. The two new fire stations we speak of are the one at Cedar Lake and Pops Ferry, which is not a new station. We've already got firefighters in place for that one, but Station 10 is up on Highway 67. That's a totally new station, which will require totally new staffing, totally new equipment, and everything. But the cool thing about that station is it's going to look kind of like other ones, huh?
It will. So the firefighters, when they do have to move shifts to different stations, they'll be comfortable with the station because it's going to look similar to Station 2 and I don't remember the other Station 8 or 9, and I think it's in the Eagle Point area, that was built back after Hurricane Katrina. So I think the, I guess the architect
Mark Williams
met with some of the firefighters and found out what works and what doesn't work. So I think he said there's going to be a little bit of tweaking, but it'll still be the basic same layout. So when the firefighters have to move around, they'll be comfortable. While we're talking about the fire department, I want to jump over to something else real quick regarding the our Biloxi Fire Department. Our police officers do as well, but right now our Biloxi Fire Department is working on gathering up a team to go help the victims of Hurricane Florence. But in order to do that, they would like to take some, I guess, some services with them to go help out. And what they have right now is on the Biloxi Fire Department's Facebook page, they have a GoFundMe account where you can go online and you can donate money. They like to take money or gift cards, so whenever they get there, they can see what type of equipment or what type of services they need to provide the help. And what they usually do is provide help to firefighters and first responders that are out there working to help others, so they like to go and help those individuals on their personal homes with their personal losses.
And the beauty of this is that we're asking people to give to the GoFundMe account, or if you want to donate a gift card to Walmart or whatever, you can drop it off at any fire station in Biloxi. We have found through our experience with storms and the relief efforts that it is much better for us to have operating money to buy supplies, whether it's wood or nails or hammers or whatever, or gift cards. When you donate clothing and other materials, there becomes a storage problem. When you donate clothing, it has to be separated into different sizes. After Hurricane Katrina, we had a number of people who were looking to do good and were very appreciative. But in some cases, they just brought a truckload of clothes and they dropped them off on a street corner so that people could go get them and use them. Well, of course, it rained that night, and then we had wet clothes. So the clothing we have found is a real issue. Same with shoes. We don't need any shoes. We don't need any clothing.
You know, it makes more sense to give the gift card or just dollars for the simple reason they'll bring them up there. Mm-hmm. When they get there, they identify exactly what they need so they can exactly buy what they need to help the people. It's a more efficient way, and you get a much bigger bang for the effort.
And there has been a true accountability from the Biloxi Fire Department. We have tons of pictures of all the work that they have done in the other communities that they've gone to. And we should also mention, we keep saying fire department, we say police department, but the West End Hose Company number 3, the Biloxi Fire Museum, is the focal point that organizes all of this. And they have trailers, they've got equipment, they've got all kind of stuff, and they don't go right after a storm. They wait till after things calm down a little bit.
And they're not in the way.
You've got that firefighter, you've got that police officer who have been working, like Cecilia said, 10 and 15 hours a day in the community, haven't had a chance to take care of their own property. That's where they make the biggest impact in their opinion, and they've been rather successful at it.
And I want to say that is very good, because my dad's a police officer after the storm, had 6 feet of water in their home, and that's exactly what happened. The house had to sit there, and actually my parents, they lost a lot of items that could have been saved if they would have got in there sooner, but of course they couldn't because my dad was working. But then they had a lot of police officers and even military personnel that came out and helped. So it really does help those first responders and their homes and kind of save what they can, because it really is very expensive when they have a storm and all that damage.
Timing is everything.
Joe Boney, this is from personal experience for him. After Katrina, he couldn't work on his house. He got home, he found he had an air conditioner that was working. He found that the tree limbs had been removed from the top of his house, and that was something that he will never forget. And so now what he's doing is making sure that he does the same thing for other communities and carrying the Biloxi name the whole way. Cecilia, the city council meeting, they had an issue that they tabled involving the Sailfish, the excursion boat that operates out of Small Craft Harbor. They're working to come to a good agreement that is good for the taxpayers and good for the ship, for the shrimping tour is what I should say. We've got 3 excursion boats that operate in our public marinas. One of them is we're so glad to have back the Ship Island boat. You see it plying the waters every day on its way out to Ship Island. The other one you see is that paddle wheeler.
That is. I actually had a chance to go out there last week. Well, I think it was this week. Earlier this week, I got to go out on the boat as it was docked, though, and got to get a little tour. It's a very nice boat. It has 2 decks. They have sunset cruises that you can go out on, and they also have dinner cruises. And, of course, the dinner is on the Second level, the bottom level, and it is air conditioned, and it's very nice. They set it up with white linen tablecloths and plates, and they have different restaurants that come in on different days and kind of cater. It'll be buffet style so that you can go. I believe on Saturday they have Salute from Gulfport. They're working on some local seafood businesses around here to help out to have fresh seafood when they go out. And it's pretty, inexpensive. I think it's $22 just to go out for a sunset cruise and $45 to go out on dinner. So you get to go out on a boat ride, you get to have dinner, you get to have air conditioning. And then almost, I believe, every night that they have a cruise, they have entertainment out there too. So it's very, very nice and very affordable. And we have a video online, an interview with the captain. What is his name? Mike White, I believe,
yes. Mm-hmm.
With the captain. And then we also have some pictures of the boat, so.
It is pretty cool to see both of them out there, and I might add to you, neither one of them are steam powered.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, no new word on what's happening with
railroad.
Railroad.
Okay.
Yes, we've been railroaded.
You've been railroaded.
Yes. So that pretty much covers the big things that are going on right now. When you look at the infrastructure work, you can see progress, especially on Division Street. And when they get Division Street done, that's just going to mean they can connect all the side streets that they've been working on for months. This asphalt goes very quickly, but it's very time consuming to get to that point. In some areas of this project, even Hemp Hill, down there at Benacki and Howard, they've had to go down 25, 26, Oscar Rinda had to go down 30 feet.
That's deep.
When you start digging down that deep, it gets very dangerous. So they've done all the tedious work on the north part. Now they're doing all of the paving. So they're putting a base coat of asphalt down. Then when they're all done, they're going to come back and put the final coat.
And remember, folks, this is Vincent's not trying to be melodramatic about 10, 15, or 30 feet. Remember, this whole process to date and whatever time is left, these people are flying blind. There are no records. There are no drawings. So just think about if you were going to dig a hole anywhere, everywhere, they're flying blind.
They really are, because there are some records, but they've found that they're not accurate.
And all that, we do a video every month, Oscar Wind and Hemp Hill does, with the city to let everybody know what the progress is. And that video is up on our website and also on our City of Biloxi YouTube page that you can go to see an update of what the progress is.
Quick way to find it, go to the City of Biloxi website. Right over on the right, it says Restore Biloxi. Click on that, it takes you right to the video. There are also detailed maps that show you what's been done and what's left to do. And we're talking about both projects, north of the railway and south. Okay, we have yammered on and on and on. Now give people an idea what's coming up this weekend that they can see and do.
Well, this weekend, first of all, I'll start with on Friday, September the 21st, the Ship Island Excursion will present a Biloxi Country Music Sunset Cruise. We were talking about cruises earlier. So that'll be, again, Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. They, the vessel docks in the right outside of Margaritaville. And admission is $25 a person. If you want information, just go to you can call them, I guess. Let's do that. You can call them at 228-864-1014. And then also this weekend, the City of Biloxi will hold their multicultural festival. It'll be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Biloxi Town Green. It will highlight and celebrate the diversity of the Mississippi Gulf Coast. They're going to have arts and crafts. They're going to have pottery. They're going to have jewelry. They're going to have painting. They're going to have food. They're going to have tons of food vendors from different nationalities. I'm not exactly sure what they have set up this year, but in the past they've had Asian food, they've had Mexican food, they've had all different types of food. I would hope that the ladies from the Slavonia Lodge would be out there with their pusheradas, because that's
I'm hungry.
You got that right. So again, that'll be Saturday, September the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It is free admission, so make sure you go to Town Green. And as always, all the information that I said and all the information that we have said on here is on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Have a wonderful and safe weekend, an exciting weekend. This is William Sackett speaking.